Act 2 opens in Marguerite's garden, where Cybele is pining for her and killing her flowers thanks to Mephistopheles' magic spell. Cybele is a so-called trouser role. The character is a boy, but because of his youth, he's portrayed by a mezzo. This was a fairly common device. Think of Cherubino in The Marriage of Figaro, Niklaus in Tales of Hoffmann, or Octavian in Rosenkavalier. Faust is, in many ways, a very traditional opera. Until the 19th century, opera was always divided between the more musical bits, arias, duets, and ensembles, and the more dramatic bits, and Faust is no exception. Serious opera avoided out-and-out spoken dialogue, substituting instead recitative, compact phrases with minimal orchestral accompaniment. Where Mozart often used nothing more than a harpsichord, by Gounod's time the task had devolved on the orchestra. Off to the right, the composer Richard Wagner was doing away with the recitative entirely, but Faust is full of so-called accompanied recitative, particularly the introverted second act. The opera didn't start out that way, but to find why we have to go a bit further back. In basically a single year, Napoleon Bonaparte defeated the powerful Austrian army, took the Russian Empire out of the war by signing the Treaty of Tilsit with Tsar Alexander, formed the continental system to starve England into submission, and invaded Portugal. Not content with beating up on two kingdoms and two empires, he took time out in July of that same year, 1807, to smack around Paris's theatrical establishment. By a decree of July the 29th, all but nine of Paris's 35 theatres were shut down, and all but two of its opera houses. The two remaining houses were the Opéra and the Opéra Comique. Each company specialised in a very different kind of opera, although whether this was in deference to the French encyclopedist tradition of formalising everything or the Napoleonic tradition of eliminating the competition is unclear. The Opéra specialised in French grand opera, big spectacles with chorus, ballet, and no spoken dialogue. The easygoing Comique did not always do comedies, but they did allow dialogue in place of the more respectable recitative. Carmen opened at the Comique, which is why it was originally written with spoken dialogue. The Comique also premiered Berlioz's Don Nation de Faust to widespread public indifference. Napoleon didn't die until 1821, but his run as an opera critic had come to an end some years before. New opera houses popped up all over Paris, and by 1852, there was enough backing to open a new permanent house, the Opéra Lyrique. The Lyrique produced works by young composers, and a new form, lyric opera, grew up as a mingling of the conventions of grand opera and opera comique. It was for this theatre that Gounod got his commission to write Faust. Following the conventions of the comique, Faust would be composed with spoken dialogue. The recitative that you hear today was added when the opera was taken on tour after a lukewarm reception at the Lyrique. The opera also lacked a ballet, but more on that later. With Cybele out of the way, Faust has a moment to ruminate on his growing love for Marguerite.
Thank you.
Remember that Mephistopheles was accompanied by brass and percussion, as befits his character. Faust in love is something else entirely, as the violin solos throughout the aria attest. Although Marguerite and Faust met when he spoke to her at the Kermes, they haven't really been introduced. Faust gives her a casket filled with jewels, very impressive compared to Cybele's wilted flowers. The men retire, and after Marguerite sings herself a ballad to pass the time, she discovers the presents. The flowers are nice, but Marguerite is overcome by the gift of the mysterious Faust. She responds with the famous jewel song. Ah, je ris de me voir si belle en ce miroir. Ah, how beautiful I look in this mirror. First Marguerite, Marie-Caroline Miolan-Carvalho, got the part because she was married to the manager of the Théâtre Lyrique, Léon Carvalho. Not to be confused with the Italian composer Léon Carvalho, one word. But Marie-Caroline was a well-known soprano in mid-century Paris. After the tepid reception at Faust's premiere, Marie-Caroline went on tour with the opera, and it was in these performances in Germany, Italy and England that the work finally came into its own. Marguerite shows her newfound jewellery to her neighbour, Marthe Schwerlein, who is suitably impressed. When Faust comes to woo Marguerite, Mephistopheles flirts with Marthe, after telling her that her husband is dead. Marguerite declares her love for Faust, but she's terrified that he'll abandon her. They talk and walk through the garden until it grows dark, and Faust says good night. Not willing to let his protégé pass up such an opportunity, Mephistopheles persuades Faust to climb up onto Marguerite's balcony. Overcoming her fears, Marguerite invites him in.